Lizard people are real and are walking among us. People around the world are getting their tongues split by professional body modders. I sat down with one of these people, Andrew Parody, to split the myths wide open and to cut through the stereotypes. I also went out to the public to see their reactions on split tongues.
I'm going to show you a picture of someone with a split tongue. I want to hear your honest opinion, and then I want you to tell me one question you would ask a person that would get this done. Here's the picture.
Oh, God, that's disturbing.
Well, what would you want to ask the person that got that done?
I would say, why in the name of God would you want that done to your tongue? Okay. Truthfully?
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting. If I had a conversation with that person, I would spend my whole time staring, trying to see their tongue.
What would you ask them?
I would ask them, why would you mutilate yourself like that? Is there a purpose to it? And have you ever considered the fact that you might want to have a profession or a job? And I don't think anybody's going to want to hire you.
All right, Andrew. Run me through the process of how to, like, what goes on during the splitting.
The splitting is a really quick procedure where a scalpel is pushed up through the bottom of the tongue at the front of the lips and pulled straight through. And then the whole works of it is just sewn away from each other. Takes maybe 10 minutes from start to finish.
How does that feel? Like,
Truthfully, it's over before it really gets a chance to hurt. The first thing you actually feel is the swelling on the sutures. So it's just a lot of pressure. It's done with two people with clamps holding the ends apart once they're actually separated.
Okay.
And then the actual artist is the person who sews it up.
Okay. And what was going through your mind while you got that done?
Mostly just nerves. I was afraid something terrible would go wrong. You'd miss a spot in the stitches and I'd keep bleeding or I'd lose feeling. You know.
What was it about the split tongue that made you want to do it?
The majority of the reason for the split tongue, and it's a very foolish reason, was when I was a lot younger, my mom used to watch a lot of really awkward, awful daytime shows. Okay. And I saw Maury Povich and this snake guy had his tongue done, and I was maybe 10 or 11 years old, and I thought it was really cool. And it kind of stuck with me as I grew up. And when an opportunity arose where I could actually get it done, I kind of thought I had to jump on it, you know?
What are most people's reactions to the split tongue when you show them?
Well, usually they're kind of taken aback. Not really expecting it, because there's no real way to tell beforehand, so it's just kind of dropped on.
You know? It doesn't seem to affect your speech at all.
No, initially, once it's done, you have a little bit of a speech impediment, like a slur almost. But as it's healing, if you practice your enunciation, there's no hindering your speech. There's no slurring, no lisp, or anything like that.
What was the aftercare like?
The aftercare, it's more or less the same thing as a tongue piercing. Alcohol-free mouthwash twice a day. The only difference was after you eat or drink anything that's not water, just saline mouth rinse. That's it. I survived mainly on meal replacements, multivitamins, and sausages blended up with barbecue sauce.
Delectable.
Delicious.
And how long did it take for it to fully heal?
Full heal? 6 weeks. 6 weeks is all it takes from the start of it to the very end when there's no more scar tissue to form.
And you have full control of both sides?
Yes, full control, and I can even taste things independently on each side.
Really? That is something I did not know.